This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the Eye on Money Show. It is Thursday, July 7th, and I am here with my partner in crime, Mark Talercio. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Bonjour. Très bien. Merci. Et toi?
Oh, my God. You're going to have to expand your French if you're really going there next month. What are you doing to brush up on your French before you go?
I'm studying. I have a little app on my phone, so I'm practicing every day. I'm progressing through my lessons, so I'm getting there.
How are the verb conjugations going?
They're going. That's kind of very similar to what I've done in Italian, so it's not completely foreign to me.
Well, it is July, and even though it is the summertime, we know that you still have financial questions. And it doesn't matter what that question is. Whatever is important to you is important to us. And we would love to hear from you. And the way you reach us is by going to our website, JillOnMoney.com, and just click the Contact Us button, and then we'll get your note. And sometimes we read your messages, but it's so much better when you come on the air live with us. It's so much better for everyone. It's just a more fun experience. So today we are joined by John, who's on the line in Pennsylvania, and we're delighted to have you, John. So what can we do for you today?
Hi, Jill. Hi, Mark. Doing pretty well. So I have a couple questions for you. My wife and I feel like we haven't been the best savers over the years. We have a couple kids, so obviously we have some expense with that. And we've done a pretty good job with paying my wife's way through school. She got her master's and we came out with no student loans. So, you know, because of all that, I feel like we were a little behind on our retirement savings. So I received a decent sized retirement last year. And one of my goals with that was kind of to shore up our financial futures and make sure we were good. So kind of want to go through that with you and see if I'm on the right track and if I'm missing anything.
Great. So your wife got a master's. Is she working now?
She is working. Yes. She works.
How much does she earn?
She earns about $60,000.
Okay, great. And do you also work?
I do.
And what do you earn?
I have a base salary of $85,000 with bonuses of between $20,000 and $30,000.
When do you usually receive your bonuses?
They're actually monthly.
Oh, how interesting. Are you in sales?
No, I actually work in product sourcing for an e-commerce company. Our goals are based on new product revenue.
Mark, do you understand that sentence that John just said? I'm in product sourcing for an e-commerce company. Can you tell me what that means, John? Translate for the dumb folks like me out there.
So what I do is I go out and find new products that we can sell on our website and basically negotiate those brands and products.
Interesting. Okay, that sounds much easier, but I like the way you put it. Are you and your wife both using retirement plans through work?
Yeah, so I am finally maxing out my Roth 401k. Previously, I was only adding up to the match. And my wife has, because she's in a school district, she has 8% mandatory that comes out and goes into her school pension.
Great. And nothing beyond that 8%, right?
Correct. She does have a 403b available to her, which we have not contributed anything to at this point.
Okay. How much money is in your 401k right now?
My Roth 401k has about $95,000 in it.
Okay. And do you have an old traditional plan that's out there somewhere?
Yeah, there's a rollover traditional IRA with about $60,000.
Do you guys have money? Oh, let me ask you one other question. Does your wife have any old retirement plans that are kicking around?
That traditional is actually her. That's her plan.
Okay. Yeah. That's hers. Okay. Got it. Great. And do you have money that is set aside for the kids yet for college or not?
We have some 529s, but they have very little, just a couple thousand dollars in them, not much at all.
How old are the kids?
16, 12, and 7.
What's the game plan college-wise?
My thought was hopefully they're going to go to community college and state school, so it's not too expensive, and then maybe we can cash flow that.
Okay. So how about money that's in non-retirement assets? So not 529, not retirement, cash or brokerage?
Well, actually, one other retirement account we have, I opened up Roth IRAs for us a couple years ago, so we have about 25,000 combined in those.
That's good. You're not so far off. How old are you?
I'm 46. My wife is 36.
Oh, you're screwed. No, I'm just kidding. You said 46 and 36?
That's correct.
Okay, I got it. So the Roths are 25 grand. All right, let's talk about cash, savings account or checking or, you know, just like safe money. What do you got?
Yeah, plain old cash. I have just about 15,000, which is one of my questions. I feel like that might be a little light. And we also have, because of the inheritance that we got last year, I have a brokerage account with almost 900,000 in it.
Wow. Wow. So you inherited this account, and I presume that this all means that the over the last year, up, down, sideways, but the cost basis is locked in at the date of death valuation, right?
Correct.
What is this inheritance invested in?
Right now, about 800,000 of that is just all in index funds. It's like S&P 500, Vanguard Value, just a bunch of various index funds.
Okay, great.
Pretty broadly diversified. There is 100,000 in there that's in cash as well, but I was wondering if I should invest that. It's about 95.5, only about 5% in bonds.
Do you have any kind of notion around this inheritance? Like, do you want this to be used for college? Do you want this to just be your supplemental retirement? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I think both of those things was kind of in my mind. I mean, I figure that, you know, even if the market grows average returns over the next 20 years, I think, you know, we'll have a decent amount in there for retirement. And I probably would use some of that money for my kids' college if we need to.
Okay, I got you. Very good. How about the house? You own a home?
We do.
How much would you say it's worth? Guesstimate.
$485,000.
Okay. And do you have a mortgage outstanding?
We do. $325,000 at 3.6%.
Besides the mortgage, any other debt that you have?
Yeah, I just have one car loan, about $30,000 on it at 2.9%.
Any other assets to tell us about?
I do have a small basket of crypto. About $140,000.
That's my kind of small basket.
I was just going to say, what do you mean by small? Since when is $140,000 small?
Compared to the brokerage account, it's small.
Yeah, but you didn't save the brokerage account. Someone had to die for you to get that. Come on. Jesus. Who died, by the way?
It was my grandfather.
Your grandfather left this directly to you? Do you have siblings? What do you mean? Well, I want more information.
Yeah, there was two other members of my family also got equivalent inheritance.
What? You each got $1 million almost?
Pretty much, yes.
Oh my God, I love your grandfather. What a good guy. So he was like a Depression era guy who saved like crazy?
Yeah, for sure.
Unbelievable. You know what? We're such wimps, aren't we? We're like, no, it's hard for us to save. And they're like, well, you know what? We were waiting in line for bread, and then we decided we'd save some of that money also. They're much tougher than we are. All right, what are we doing with this small crypto? What do you want to do with it? Can we blow it out? Should we sell it? You want to keep some? What do you want to do with it?
Well, that was one of the questions. So I think my cost basis on this is about 15K. So it's pretty significant gains.
Yeah.
I've been holding for more than a year. So it is in the long-term capital gains area.
Do you think you're going to get a $30,000 bonus?
I doubt it. It'd probably be 15 to 20.
Okay. Just want to make sure. So 160, 70, 170. So listen, you're firmly in a 15% tax bracket for long-term capital gains, right? I don't know if you're going to have a long-term capital gains rate that's cheaper than that in the next, let's call it 20 years. All right. I'm not sure about that. So it may behoove you to take some money off the table. I'm not saying you have to take it all off, but you invested 15 grand. You were like, what happens? Big deal. If I lose 15, I lose 15, right? Now you've got a $140,000 bet on this asset class. What do you think is a reasonable amount of money to take off the table if we pay some taxes? What do you feel like?
Maybe half of it?
I would say at least half of it. I mean, I was sort of thinking like, let's just sell 100 and leave you with 40. But if you want to do half, I'm good. And then you add it to the brokerage account. So I'm going to assume that in your non-qualified assets, there's $900,000, and then there's an extra, I'm going to say, $50,000, which is after-tax crypto.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Life insurance?
So one of my questions, we don't have a lot of life insurance. We basically have only about 100K each through work. I think we probably need to up that.
Yeah, you betcha. Can you buy more through work or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think I can probably go up to a $500,000 or $1 million.
Let's look at that anyway. Are you pretty secure in this job? Do you feel like you might move? Do you feel like, I mean, how do you feel about work right now?
I'm feeling pretty good about it, actually. I've been there for almost 10 years.
Wow.
I feel pretty secure.
Okay, good. One other question about your wife. She's putting money into this pension. How many years does she have in the system right now?
5 years.
She's younger than you are. She's 36. So what do you think is the path for her? Will she work till 55 or 60-ish? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, what we were kind of thinking was if she would work till 55, then we could kind of retire at the same time together. And that gives her 25 years in so she can collect the pension at that point.
Do you have any idea about what 25 years in would give her? I mean, I know it's based on today's numbers, but do you have any general sense of what that would be?
Yeah, I looked at it and I mean, just a rough guesstimate, I think it's probably going to be about $40,000-$45,000 a year.
That's awesome. If you look at your total spending right now, I know now you're maxing your Roth, so that's awesome, right? If you look at your spending, you do have 3 kids, it's expensive, but do you have a sense of what you think you need to live on?
I think right now we're spending between $6,000 and $7,000 a month, but that includes the mortgage. So I'm hoping by the time we retire, you know, we've gotten rid of that mortgage.
How many years left on the mortgage?
25.
This is all good news. I mean, it's nice. And will she, so she retires at 55 because she's in a school system. Does that mean that, and you'll be 65, so you'll have Medicare. Will she have health care for those 10 years before she gets Medicare?
I don't think so.
What? In New York, if you're a teacher, you get that.
Yeah, I don't think it's included. I can double check that, but I'm pretty sure we might have to go out to the exchange.
All right. So we got to just, I mean, listen, so even if it's $6,000 or $7,000 a month, let's not presume that it's going down much. What's your Social Security benefit, John?
I looked at it. I think it was around $1,700 a month, $1,800. Mm-hmm.
Will she have a carve out? Will she be able to claim Social Security or not?
Yes.
I was thinking, first of all, you are light on cash, but you do have $100,000 in cash in that brokerage account. So presuming you have $100,000 in cash in the brokerage, plus we're going to add another 50 from the crypto, I was thinking that you'd put $15,000 each, or $16,000 is what you can do, $16,000 into each of the 3529 plans, 16, 16, 16. And that's it. And then the rest of it, I think that you stick with your investing. The index funds are perfect. You know, I would take some of that cash. I would probably take some of the cash and dip your toe into some bonds. And so if you've got $50,000 in cash that we want to leave 50 in cash, I'd put another 50 in sort of, if you feel weird about doing it all at once, I'd put, you know, $5,000 a month into the bond funds and get you, I'd like you to be 10% in bonds at least.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I wasn't sure if it made sense to rebalance into some bonds now or, you know, in the future when we're like 10 years out or something like that.
Yeah, I would do it now. I think that it's good practice to not be so overwhelmingly stock. And I'd love it if, you know, by the end of the year, you're 10% bonds. That would be good. Maybe next year you sort of go to 15% or so. But listen, you have one huge advantage that many people don't have, and that is you have the pension guarantee. And to some extent, that can help you navigate some of these horrible periods that we will have in the stock market and the bond market, because you have the security of knowing you're going to get a stream of income. There's a whole reason why we own bonds is to, you know, sort of twofold. One is to create fixed income. You already have that from the pension. And the other is to just have an asset class that acts differently than stocks. I think you'd be smart to do this. I would like to take some of the money out of the crypto. It's always nice for people to take money out and to feel like, hey, you know what? I've had a good run here. I'll keep a small position, relatively speaking. And otherwise, I think you guys are in very good shape. You're on track here. You really are. I would like you to increase life insurance. Mark, how much life insurance should they each get? I mean, they have a 7-year-old. So we've got at least, 15 years more where there's a kid. How much more life insurance do they need?
I would say minimum, probably $750 each.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that it's weird, John, because in 15 years, you'd be like, why do I need this? You won't need it, right? Because every year that goes by, the kids get older and your money continues to grow, right? But if something terrible happened to you guys together today, it would be rough, or one of you, because then you're the other one is left, especially, frankly, if your wife were to predecease you, you don't get her pension. And so then the pressure is on. So I agree. I would at least have a $500,000, probably $750 on each of you. See if you can get it through work. If you're going to get it through work, you want to make sure it's portable, meaning you can take it somewhere else, just in case you get headhunted and someone else wants you to procure something for their website. Tell me about the estate planning.
We did take care of that. I took some lessons from listening to your show, and we got a lawyer at the beginning of this year and got that all taken care of. We have
all the documents done. How about that, Mark? How about it? Tell your wife that you guys have done a great job. Congratulations on getting a master's with no student loan debt. So also congratulations on that.
Thanks very much, Jill. Hey, one more quick question. Sure. I think, and I touched on it, but I don't know if I got the answer, was my wife has that 403B available to her. Should we be putting any money in that, or do you think we're good with what we have?
I feel like you're maxing your Roth. You're both doing Roths in addition. I mean, is the cash flow there? Do you have extra money every month?
We could probably do a couple hundred, $200-$300 a month, or I could just keep adding that to the
I'd rather just add it to the brokerage.
Okay.
Build up that nice reserve, get ready for college. Watch, these kids are going to surprise them. They're going to be like, you know what? We're not going to state school. We're going to go to Haverford or some fancy ass school. And then you'll call us back, okay?
Well, they better get some scholarships.
If you, like John, have a little drawer full of cryptocurrency and would like some advice, or you've got a lump sum, or you're just trying to make some decisions about your next best steps, give us a holler. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and we would be delighted to get you on the air live. Mark will do it. While you're on the website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. You can follow Ion Money wherever you find your favorite podcast. And you can also check out our other program. It's called Jill on Money. We very much appreciate you leaving us a rating and a review. If you wouldn't mind, that would be great. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Mark Talerci was the co-host and executive producer of this program. We are distributed by CBS. Please try to do something nice for someone else today. And remember our mantra here, curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.